It's always a delight to have someone from our national home office join us here on Sharing the Victory. And we've had Dan Britton on before. He's the Senior Vice President of Ministry Programs. And Dan's got a great mind, a very innovative mind, creative, got a lot of energy. Dan, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
It's great to be here with you, Ron.
Dan, you know, we want to talk about your dad, who just recently passed away, just died, and lives in heaven today, Ed Britton. In our Hall of Champions feature, we really want to commemorate him and honor what he is all about. Ed Britton graduated from the United States Naval Academy back in 1958. He was a captain of the varsity lacrosse team there his senior year. And Dan, I know that you came out of a lacrosse background as well, and I'm sure your dad had a lot of influence on that. He served in the U.S. Air Force for 10 years, and he eventually left the military to become a stockbroker for 37 years and really had a very powerful influence in the business world. But he used that, Dan. He stewarded that to help shape a variety of ministries. And he loved the platform of FCA, what it provided to young people. And I have to think, Dan, through all his prayers and his dedication to the Lord Jesus Christ and his involvement with FCA, that a lot of that led to the shaping of Dan Britton as we know and love you today.
Yeah, I tell you, he's one of a kind. My two older brothers, Steve and Dave, and I, he had three boys, and from the word go, we had a lacrosse stick in our hands, and we were passionate about sports. We were passionate about God, and he provided an incredible legacy. My dad, when he played at the Naval Academy, he had a chance to actually play against someone that I know you know, Ron, Jim Brown. And when Jim Brown was at Syracuse, he was not only a great football player, but he was a phenomenal lacrosse player. And when my dad was an underclassman, they had a chance to play against Syracuse, and my dad got into the game as a sophomore, and just so happened that his coach, Coach Moore, put him in because someone else wasn't playing well, and Jim Brown was making a break to catch a ball, lacrosse ball, over his shoulder by the scorer's table. My dad thought this is one-time opportunity to make an impact and show that he should be a starter. So he put the biggest hit he could ever muster on a tank and hit Jim Brown and knocked him into the scorer's table and turned the scorer's table upside down, and the guy broke his arm, and there's just carnage on the scorer's table. And my dad said he felt like he hit a brick wall, and Jim Brown popped right back up again, and ended up that my dad, because of that hit, he started every game after that.
Wow.
And so he has a little legacy in history, even playing against some of the greats in lacrosse.
Huh. Well, you know, I'll tell you this, Dan, all of those athletic honors and those experiences, I love the way the Lord sums them up. They lead to a lot of parallels in life. Tell us how your dad was able to parabolize sports in your life. In other words, to take his love for athletics, connect it with Jesus, and then pass it on to you and help shape you for what you're doing today.
Every thing my dad did in his life, he did with passion. He was marked with passion. He would always say, don't give 100%, but give 110%. And I think he just knew that if you shoot for 100, you'll probably give 90, but if you shoot for 110, you'll probably end up giving 100. And so he lived that with studying God's Word, sharing Christ with businessmen. He had a passion working through Christian Businessmen's Committee, CBMC, through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, whatever ministry he's involved in. He helped start the airport chapel at Dulles International Airport there in D.C. And everything that he put his hands to, he did it with passion. And just in the same way that he was willing to hit Jim Brown with every muscle in his body and with everything he had, there was never anything left behind. And when he taught my brothers and I how to play sports, how to love God, how to do life, it was always with everything that we had.
You know, I've been reading lately, Dan, in Luke chapter 16 about the parable of the unrighteous steward. And, you know, Jesus used that to remind us to make eternal friendships and to re-steward life or repossess the land from what we have and use it for the kingdom of God. And he told us that the sons of the world are more shrewd than the sons of light. And what we see in the body of Christ, Dan, are a lot of us have been blessed, particularly here in America, with lots of things. The average businessman out there who's a Christian has lots of stuff and a lot of influence. The question is he stewarding it? Is he repossessing it for kingdom purposes? And it sure sounds like your dad got that. it sure sounds that he turned and released that passion into something that was a praise offering back to God, stewarding his business opportunities to create ministry. And I know that that's something that you're very much involved with yourself as you travel the world representing the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, trying to get people to steward their possessions for the glory of God.
Yeah, not only was my dad's life marked with passion, but his life was marked with greatness. And I don't mean in the sense that he was great. He instilled greatness in others. I think great men not only impact others around them, but they also empower others to do great things. And it's kind of that extra effect. And he did do great things. But I tell you, when I was standing during his open casket deal, I was literally standing right beside his casket. And the funeral home said that they've never seen a line like that outside the building. We're talking people waited up to over an hour just to get in to pay their condolences. And as I was standing next to my dad in his casket and people would come by, probably, Ron, the one thing that I heard over and over and over again was this phrase, because of your dad. Because of your dad. And you could just fill it in. Because of your dad, I now do a daily quiet time. My dad was passionate about everyone getting their face in the book. He would never let anybody off, Ron. He would talk to someone and say, hey, tell me about your quiet time today. What's the fresh manna today? I'm not talking about yesterday. I'm talking about today. And Les Steck was even mentioned on the show before, but my dad was the one that always talked about having three D's of devotions. And the three D's are drudgery, discipline, and delight. And my dad would say, hey, you might not like it, but out of drudgery, you just got to each day carve out that time and get it done. And you might not be getting a lot out of it, and it might not be fun, but you just have to do it. And if you do it long enough, that drudgery then turns into a discipline that now becomes a part of the way you do life. And then eventually, if you do the discipline long enough, it eventually turns into a delight that every single day you get up, you want to meet your maker and spend time with him. And so my dad was passionate about encouraging people to do quiet time. And so someone would come by the casket and say, because of your dad, I now spend daily quiet time. Another thing, my dad loved to hand out tracts and evangelize. And I'd have people come by and say, I never handed out a gospel tract ever, but because of your dad, I now, every single time I go out to dinner, I leave it with a tip. I had another businessman who said, because of your dad, I'm now involved in a weekly businessman's Bible study that he invited me to 10 years ago that now I'm studying God's Word. And it's remarkable to see the impact of one godly, sold-out individual. Never underestimate the impact of a sold-out, godly individual. And my dad was a perfect example of that.
Amen. Well, I'll give you a fourth and fifth D, Dan, and the fourth D is death. I mean, he experienced death recently. One out of one of us will die. But I love what it says in Psalm chapter 116. I believe it's verse 15. It says that the death of his saints is precious to God, even the death of your dad. And I know it's always hard to let them go from this earth, even though you know he's in heaven. It's got to be hard for you. But does God get great honor from the life of your dad? And the death just brings him into eternal life. And then that fifth D is that he is dad. You've used that term so many times, dad. And what a great opportunity to remind America of what the importance of what a great dad is. And we've been talking to Dan Britton, who is the son of our Hall of Champion that we're honoring today, Ed Britton III, a great man in the Lord who has gone home to be with Christ and leaves behind a great legacy. And Dan Britton, his son, is representing that. Dan, thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for really commemorating your dad in such a powerful way. And I know it inspires me and men and women all over this country to want to live that way for Christ.
I tell you, Ron, he had a passion for this ministry also, and he saw it as probably the most effective way to get the word out, the word of God, to spread throughout communities. And so his role on the Northern Virginia board and his role with the lacrosse ministry, any ministry he could plug into with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, he not only gave of his treasure as a key donor of realizing that God stewarded him a great blessing and he was passing it on, but also he was a guy that was willing to work. He rolled up his sleeves and made it happen. I'm just so privileged that the committee honored my dad in putting him into the Hall of Champions, and it's just a blessing to know that he served his master well, and also he served this ministry of FCA well.
Well, praise the Lord for Ed Britton. And Dan, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory today.
Thanks, Ron.